With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting as Israel warns people in southern Lebanon to evacuate as it prepares a possible ground invasion. U.S. officials are telling its citizens to leave. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller says the U.S. has organized contract flights to fly Americans and their families out of Lebanon.
We had a flight with 300 seats available yesterday, and around 120 people went out on it. We had another flight with 300 seats available today, and a little over 130 people went out on it. We're going to continue to organize those flights as long as the security situation is challenging, as long as there aren't sufficient commercial options available, and as long as there's demand.
The region was bracing for Israeli retaliation following an Iranian ballistic missile attack. The union representing 45,000 striking U.S. dock workers at East and Gulf Coast ports has reached a deal to suspend a 3-day strike until January 15th to provide time to negotiate a new contract. The International Longshoremen's Association is to resume working immediately. The IRS reports more taxpayers will be able to file their taxes for free.
The IRS is expanding its program that allows people to file their taxes directly with the IRS for free. The Direct File program allows taxpayers to calculate and submit their returns to the IRS directly without using commercial tax preparation software. In the 2025 tax season, more than 30 million people in 24 states will be eligible to participate. The program was rolled out as a pilot program for the 2024 tax season in 12 states. The IRS says the program will be permanent and that they are working to expand taxpayer eligibility. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 184 points, the NASDAQ dropped 6. This is SRN News. Generation Z is seeking, but for what?
Young Americans ages 11 to 26 are not especially Christian or even religious, but a new poll from the Barna Group still finds that 64% of them have prayed to God in the past week. To what God is unclear, but they are praying. That percentage is about twice the number of Gen Z who go to church or read the Bible. The numbers suggest that America's youngest people are seeking spiritual answers, even as they turn their backs on traditional faith. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Fact checkers are taking Tim Walz to task for claiming that the Heritage Foundation's Project 2025 is calling for a registry of pregnancies. He made that claim during this week's vice presidential debate, but in fact, Project 2025 calls for the collection of accurate and reliable statistical data about abortion, abortion survivors, and abortion-related maternal deaths. This is SRN News. There's another Tesla recall.
The electric vehicle manufacturer is recalling 27,000 of its Cybertrucks. The vehicle's rear-view camera may not activate immediately when shifting into reverse. Tesla has released a free software upgrade to address the issue, and owner notification letters are expected to be mailed out in several weeks. This is the fifth recall of the Tesla Cybertruck since it went on sale late last year. Rich Thomason reporting.
Three former Memphis police officers have been convicted in the 2023 fatal beating of Tyree Nichols, but were acquitted of the harshest charges they faced. Nichols' death sparked national protests and calls for broad changes in policing. Jurors deliberated for about 6 hours before coming back Thursday with the mixed verdict for Tadarius Bean, Demetrius Haley, and Justin Smith. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.